Joining me now on the phone is State Representative David McSweeney, Republican from Barrington Hills. And Representative, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I know you wanted to get up early just in anticipation of that Blackhawks game.
Well, it'll be a great game this morning. Go Hawks. We need a win going into the playoffs, Rick.
We need several wins going into the playoffs and a lot of help on defense, I think. Things have been looking a little shaky. Not a good way to roll into the playoffs.
Well, we're a playoffs team, so I'm optimistic.
Well, the legislature is back in session next week, and coming off a, quote, spring break, coming off what the governor criticized Democrats for of scheduling vacation. But I'm really wondering, after we've seen the results in the Illinois primary, has anything really changed, any dynamics really changed as the legislature comes back into session?
Yeah, Rick, things have gotten a lot worse. You had a great article in your paper today about how students are thinking twice about going to Illinois schools. Chicago State is on the verge of potentially shutting down. Eastern Illinois University, Western Illinois University are in a lot of trouble. Community colleges like Harper College are laying off people. There was an outrageous story early this week that we paid $900 million in late interest fees in the state of Illinois. Imagine how many kids could be educated for $900 million. So things have gotten a lot worse. We're in full crisis mode, and I know that sounds like Groundhog Day every time I'm on this show, but it's gotten worse. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And we're back tomorrow, and there's still the political games going back and forth. We need a budget in this state. I mean, we're in a full crisis. The people of the state are demanding a budget. And on the other side of this, people are talking about a major tax increase, which is unacceptable.
Well, I'm glad you touched on that story in the Tribune today, because actually it kind of echoes on things I've been saying for quite some time about, you know, parents and students, you know, at that critical time when you're looking about where are you going to go after graduating high school to continue your education, and the real trepidation about attending an Illinois public institution of higher education.
It's outrageous. I mean, people are looking at this situation, parents and students, and saying maybe we should consider out-of-state options. They don't know if the funding is going to be there, and it's an immediate issue at Chicago State, which is a great university, that they're actually asking people early this week, they're asking the faculty to give back their keys. They changed that at the end of the week, but it's a mess. And Eastern Illinois University, Western Illinois University are great schools, but they're laying off people. They're potentially having to gut major programs. And just think about it. For some reason, 91% of the budget is on autopilot. That means there's been no appropriations for it. There has been absolutely no vote by the legislature for that, except for the K-12 budget, which the governor ended up signing. And we're not funding higher education. Zero. We're not funding a dollar. But I am optimistic about one thing, Rick. That's why I think this might be a little bit different interview that we've had in the past. Is about a week and a half ago, the Supreme Court ruled on the Chicago pension bill, but they also ruled on the AFSCME, the state worker back pay. And they very specifically said in that ruling that in order for money to actually be spent, it needs to be appropriated. And I believe that might set a way to end this crisis. There could be, I think, an attempt by some simply to take that court ruling and say, how are we spending 91% of the budget? Some of it will be covered by consent decrees, but how are we paying state workers? How are we doing other things without a budget? And in my view is we need a permanent budget, and that might be a way for this crisis to finally come to an end.
We're speaking with State Representative David McSweeney, a Republican state representative from Barrington Hills. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase studio. On the phone, Representative David McSweeney, Republican from Barrington Hills. Representative, before we went to break, you were talking about how that Supreme Court ruling that basically that state worker salaries have to be appropriated by the legislature as a potential turning point here. Do you envision some kind of action to go in and basically have a court now issue a declaratory judgment that we can't pay state worker salaries as something to move things forward here?
I think it's likely, Rick, that somebody's going to take that action, and it's not just state worker salaries, it's other expenditures. You know, I mean, again, I keep saying 91% of the budget is on autopilot. We're increasing the deficit every day. We're going to run a $5 billion deficit, and the legislature has not authorized most of that spending. So I do believe there will be action. I think that's our best hope, frankly, of finally ending this crisis and coming up with a budget. We're now the last in the country. Pennsylvania, actually, you reached a budget deal 2 weeks ago, and we're destroying the state, as we just talked about, especially with higher ed.
But Kentucky, apparently, they're having problems resolving their two-year budget. So we might not be, we might not be first again when it comes to these kinds of things. But we've talked all along in these 10 months about various pressure points and those kinds of things. And I was wondering, even setting aside that Supreme Court ruling, if you believe maybe just the fact of what we're seeing on the higher education front, as we were talking about earlier, if that is a significant enough pressure point on its own to get some action going.
Well, I would hope so. When we're talking about literally trashing and destroying our universities, I would hope that people would finally act. I mean, there's this comedy, which is really not a comedy, but a sad commentary going back and forth about whether the governor and the speaker and others will set up a meeting. To the best of my knowledge, they haven't met since December, which is absolutely outrageous. The leaders should be meeting around the clock. I mean, literally 20 hours a day trying to resolve this crisis, and the rank and file members should be doing the same. So I would hope that the destruction of the higher education system in this state, basic social services are being gutted, as we saw with Lutheran Social Services. Catholic Charities is in danger of going under. I would hope that would spur people to action.
Well, and when we talk about higher ed, too, and not just what the potential devastation is for these units of higher education, these universities and colleges, but also they're frankly kind of economic lifelines in a lot of these communities and in downstate Illinois.
They absolutely are. In fact, they're very important to small businesses, the entire community, and some of the downstate communities are already hurting, losing manufacturing jobs. The last thing we should be doing is talking about shutting down universities because we aren't doing our job.
We've got a call from Ron. Ron, welcome to the Sunday Spin.
Yes, good morning, Rick. Couple of points. You mentioned a massive tax hike. I mean, nobody is in favor of that, but I think you would have to agree that in order to get out of this deficit, there's going to have to be some revenue generated. I want you to comment on that. And secondly, there is a perception that most your Republican colleagues will not agree with any tax revenues until the Democrats agree to some of these positions that the governor wants to take. So comment on that. Is that your position? And what do you feel about tax revenues? Thank you.
Ron, thank you very much for the question. I don't think we need a tax increase in the state, and let me be very specific why. First, we need to adopt real pension reform. President Cullerton has a path toward pension reform. I support that bill. And also, the Supreme Court has said that we can restructure or reamortize the pension debt. We're putting $7 billion a year in a broken system. My view is that we should restructure that pension debt. We can save $2 to $2.5 billion a year. And we need real Medicaid reform. We need to protect the truly needy, but we need to reduce rates that are provided to providers. We also need to move people into HMOs at a much more rapid rate. And we also need to make sure we're getting more federal money. We're only getting 50 cents to the dollar here in Illinois. Some states are getting 70 cents. And through Medicaid waivers, we can get more money from the federal government. We could reduce administrative expenses. So it would be tough, and I am in favor of making those reforms. That's a much better option than raising taxes. We tried raising taxes. That didn't work. My view is we could reform the pensions and the Medicaid systems in this state, and we can actually save a lot of money, and we can avoid a tax increase. But we need to do it now. The deficit's increasing every day.
Representative McSweeney, I want to go back to that issue of the pension ruling by the Supreme Court, as well as Senate President John Cullerton's proposal. And I don't want to get too far in the weeds here, but it basically, and I know you're not a lawyer, but it falls under this issue of what's known as consideration, and that you can change, you can basically change the deal in consideration for an alternative benefit. And I'm not so sure that what the Senate president is talking about, and you know, he is a lawyer, but I'm not so sure what he's talking about meets that kind of constitutional test for consideration. Because, I mean, quite frankly, some have suggested that changing benefits or how the pension is calculated, those kinds of things, that pensioners or state employees should have the option not to make any change at all as part of consideration.
Well, two important parts of the Chicago pension decision. Number one, they actually specifically referred to consideration. And I think the standard is if it's a reasonable choice. And in the president's bill, what the choice is given to employees is that they can have future salary increases that would count toward calculating their future pension benefits, but they'd have to trade that off for a lower cost of living. I think that's a reasonable choice. The second part of which I thought was really interesting is they specifically said that as part of collective bargaining, that consideration would even be a more powerful tool. So I was pleased that in that ruling that I believe, and in the experts that I've spoken to, that they give a roadmap for consideration. So while anything will be challenging, I think we need to move forward, and I think the President Cullerton's proposals offers the best path right now. But you also need, I believe, in order to address Ron's question before, you need to restructure or reamortize the pension debt, and the Supreme Court in their decision 2015 specifically said that that's allowable.
With the notation by the court as far as collective bargaining being a strong kind of, I guess, unifying factor for implementing any of these changes, doesn't that necessarily, though, perhaps run counter to some of the kind of the items that Governor Rauner has proposed in his turnaround agenda, where he basically wants items removed from collective bargaining?
Well, specifically on the issue of salaries, if we're going to use President Cullerton's proposal as the base, which I think we should, is it seems like it's a more powerful argument if that remains within collective bargaining for purposes of calculating the pensions. Now, you know, there's specific language that's going back and forth between all the different parties right now, but I do think there was a strong signal from the court that consideration is something that they would certainly entertain, and that as long as the pension and salary discussions are part of collective bargaining, that it seems like it would be a stronger case for pension reform. And we have to get pension reform done here in this state.
So how does that affect the turnaround agenda?
Well, I mean, there's many parts of the turnaround agenda, as you know. I mean, there's workers' compensation.
Specifically more the union weakening provisions.
Well, what the governor's most recent proposal is to allow local governments to make those decisions. So I don't think anything would change. Local governments would still have the ability to decide what they want to or don't want to include in collective bargaining. They would have that choice, and they could also then decide whether they want to include that in as they factor in the effect on pension reform. So that's the latest proposal the governor has. There are a variety of different items that, from work rules, other items that would be covered. So I don't think it would have a major impact on the governor's proposal because it would still give local governments the option of deciding to do it or not.
State Representative David McSweeney, Republican from Barrington Hills, will be keeping an eye on you as well as the rest of the General Assembly as you return to session next week. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Right, thanks. And we need a budget in this state, Rick.
And we need a Blackhawks win, too.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. We'll be back with more right after this.